Hi, KSL News Time is 6:09. Let's get our first check of Triple Team traffic on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian, and it's a great start to a day when you're heading out on the freeways. You got the full speed limit from Draper to Salt Lake City, all clear so far on I-80 and SR-201 as you come in from Tooele County. It was a little foggy, especially near Erta and kind of in Tooele City, but at least in the traffic cameras, it doesn't look as thick as it did for a while, Eric.
Looks pretty dry in Utah County right now, and you're making your way over to the freeway in good shape. A little bit busier in Springville on 400 South, but University Avenue likewise in Orem, but that's not really major delays. On I-15, no problems as you head north from Springville all the way to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
You will have some hazy conditions, slightly reduced visibility on both I-15 and Legacy Parkway between Farmington and Woods Cross, but it looks like that is not as thick as it was about half an hour ago or so. Also, the earlier traffic lights that were in flash mode at US 89 and I-84, they've been fixed, so no delays there. You are getting congestion for people trying to get into Hill Air Force Base. Need a longer-lasting bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting at just $1.83 after mail-in rebate. See batteriesplus.com for details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.